Henrietta, what's it off your cranky meter?
Laura, my former sister.
What happened?
Okay, check this out. I'm in the college lunchroom, and I'm hanging with Greta and some of her finest friends. I mean, they fine, man.
Okay.
When all of a sudden, Laura walks by, and she drops a fake spider in my mashed potatoes. Well, I see the spider, and I start to screaming like an old lady. The girls all just start busting up laughing at me. Eddie Winslow.
That Laura is a hoot.
It's not funny, Steve.
Of course not. I guess I'm just used to beautiful women laughing at me.
You order pizza?
Yes, sirini. Double trout?
That'll be $15.
All right. There you go.
What, man, no tip?
Oh. Here, take a caramel.
Say, man, don't I know you?
Yeah, I'm Rick Matthews. I went out with your sister a couple times way back in junior high.
Yeah, yeah.
How's Laura doing?
Oh, she's good. She's real good.
Good, man. Well, tell her how for me.
Oh, wait. Hold up, man. You know, Laura talks about you all the time.
Nothing. I never heard of this brother in my...
You serious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, it's Rick this and Rick that. Hey, if you ask me, I think she still got a thing for you, you know?
Really? Mm-hmm. Hey, why didn't she let me know?
Well, you see, Rick, Laura is very, very shy. You know, and if you plan to get anywhere with her, I mean, you're going to have to be more forward.
Is she seeing anybody right now?
Oh, yeah, Stefan.
She don't like him. I mean, it's been over for a long time now, but the poor guy just cannot take a hand. Now, why don't you drop by maybe late Friday night, and then you could do some hinting of your own, huh? You know what I'm saying?
I think I will. Thanks, man.
Hey, you got it, man.
All right.
Right on.
Hey, donuts, everybody. Wow. Enjoy.
What's the occasion, Carl?
No occasion. Can't a guy just bring donuts?
Well, it's just you've been in the precinct for 21 years and you never brought in donuts before.
Well, I've been meaning to.
I don't suppose this has anything to do with that captain's position they're looking to fill.
Nah, they'll probably give it to Kellner.
Kellner? I mean, nice guy, but he's going nowhere with that eczema. Everybody in the precinct knows that you are the most qualified.
Good morning, all.
Morning, Commissioner.
You got a minute?
Oh, yes, sir.
In here.
Well, I wonder what the commissioner could want with me.
Carl, I've got a very important job for you.
Thank you, sir. I am honored. I will be the best captain I could possibly be.
Captain? Who said anything about captain? You're not going to be the new captain.
I'm not, sir?
No, sir.
Well, who is?
My son.
Your son?
Yeah, Cliff. He's a lieutenant over the 24th. I'm bumping him up. I want you to be his right-hand man and show him the ropes. Oh, here he is.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Carl, I want you to meet your new captain, Cliff Geis. Cliff, this is Carl Winslow.
Oh, great to meet you.
Oh, same here.
Now, listen, you want to know how anything works around here? Carl's your man. Look, I'm late for lunch with the mayor. I got to run. Settle in, son.
Well, thanks, Dad. Bye.
Well, if you don't. Okay.
Thank you.
Right there.
Oh, boy, what a morning. I had a heck of a time figuring out whether I should have decaf or regular.
Really? Why?
Well, I was a nervous Nelly, so I thought maybe decaf. But I didn't catch a wink of sleep all night, so then I'm figuring, okay, regular, huh? Get all the pistons pumping there. But then I thought, well, now I don't want to be too pumped up the first day on a new job. But then I thought, hey, maybe pumped up is good.
What'd you decide?
I'll let you know.
Geis is making his son the captain?
Carl Winslow's a good cop. I've been loyal through and through. But they just overlooked that. It hurts.
Come on in.
Hey, baby.
Rick! Hi! Oh, all right, here.
Oh, you are shy.
Long time no see. Uh-huh. You know Eddie. This is...
Stefan.
Right. And I'm Laura. Well, of course, you already know that.
What's going on here?
Oh, Rick's an old friend.
Isn't he an old boyfriend?
Boyfriend?
Uh-huh.
How long ago?
Oh, long, long time ago. I was still carrying my Facts of Life lunchbox. By the way, what are you doing here?
Changing your life, baby.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Come on. Eddie told me that you wanted to drop this guy.
He did? You did? Why?
Because he said that you still had a thing for me, baby.
Rick, it's obvious you got some misinformation because, you see, Laura is my woman. So, basically, you can leave.
Man, you need to take the hint and learn how to let go.
Brother, if I let go, you're going to be the first to know.
Ooh, okay. Wait a minute, wait. Okay, all right. Look, Rick, I never said that I wanted to drop Stefan. Stefan? I did not say I still had a thing for Rick. And Eddie, why did you tell him that?
Laura, it's just a little thing that I like to call payback.
Gotcha.
Well, you got me. And now I'm gonna get you.
So, you want to step outside?
Hey, it's just me and you.
You mess up my clothes for that fool.
In the name of the Mod Squad are you wearing?
Unable to hone in on my new image, I thought I'd swing the new retro groovy look. Let me take you to Funky Town.
Well, you crashed and burned.
I hear you, because this polyester is making me sweat in places I never knew I even had. Anywho, I'm throwing a big 21st birthday party for Edda.
Who's coming?
I have no idea. For some reason, Edda's never introduced me to his friends.
Would his address book help?
Darn tootin'.
Oh, I'm sure it's over there in his knapsack.
Oh,
full of all sorts of
useful names and numbers.
Handle idea, Lauren Lee.
Here it is. All of his nearest and dearest.
Wow. Al has a whole book for his friends. I just have a post-it. Thanks, guys. Eddie is gonna be so surprised. Let me take you to Pocket Town.
Girl, tell me that was not Eddie's little black book.
Oh, it sure was. Wait till he sees all his ex-girlfriends at his birthday party.
Surprise!
Hello, it's Precinct. What? Yeah, okay. All right, keep me posted. Yeah.
What do you got?
Hey, Cap.
Yeah, what do you got?
That was Stan Fisher, park supervisor. He said the 15th Street gang is gathering at Mission Park.
Gang? So, oh, wow. We ought to do something.
What do you recommend, sir?
The captain's manual says that I can call for extra patrol cars, or we could put the precinct on riot alert, or call in the gang task force. Maybe I should send in the gang task force.
Unless, of course, you feel their presence might incite a riot, sir.
Oh, right. Ooh, let's not send them in.
8th Precinct. Hey, hold on. Raptors are gathering on the other side of the park.
Captain, the Raptors and the 15th Street gang have been warring for the last 10 years.
Well, let's hope for the best. Maybe they won't spot each other.
They just spotted each other.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Cap. Both sides are armed and they're moving towards each other.
Captain, something has got to be done, and it's got to be done now.
Okay. I can send in some extra patrol cars. Now that I'd have to pull them off that rock concert over at the United Center. Then again, I've got a potential gang war on my hands here. Use all the units we can get, Kim. I can't let two gangs just go to war in the middle of a park. What'll I do, Carl?
You're the captain, sir.
Yeah, I know, but if I make the wrong decision, innocent people could get hurt. Help me.
Okay, Captain. If it were me, I would send in 4 units. They should be low profile, and I would keep the gang task force standing by. I'm gonna call the Reverend Lawrence Adams.
You're calling a minister?
Yeah. He's right across from the park. He knows both gang leaders pretty well, and maybe he can talk to them to defuse the situation before it explodes.
Good idea.
Thank you.
So, Brandy, how do you know the birthday boy?
I dated Eddie my junior year in high school.
Well, that can't be. That whole year, he dated a girl named Onisha.
Who's Onisha?
You don't know Onisha. Onisha! Come here. Meet and greet.
Yes.
You will never believe this. But you and Brandy here were dating Edo at the same time.
Really? Kill him after I do.
Here he comes, everybody hide.
Okay, hide. Come on. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Hide, oh, you...
Girlfriends.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Come on, Now, just the girls. Happy birthday to you.
Who planned this?
That'd be me. It's my little gift to my best bud, Ed.
Steve, are you out of your mind? I invited all my ex-girlfriends.
I'm sorry, I had no idea.
But what am I supposed to do, huh?
Well, if I were you, I would open your presents very carefully. Attention! Attention! I mistakenly invited all of Eddie's ex-gal pals. And now I know you all gave your hearts to Eddie. And all he gave you in return was the heave-ho. Dumpster City, the old Buddha-rooney. But I say, let's let bygones be bygones, wish the E-man here a happy birthday, and have some cake.
Steve, what in the world possessed you to invite all my girlfriends to a party?
Well, Laura told me to call all the numbers in your little black book.
You use my little black book?
Yeah, it's just a little thing I'd like to call payback. Gotcha.
Thanks a lot, Laura. I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend.
Then why would you embarrass me like this?
Greta, I never meant to hurt you. I was just trying to get back at Eddie.
Oh, well, you got back at him, all right. And in the process, you ruined the party I worked my hiney off to give him. Not to mention hurting those young ladies' feelings.
Yeah, Laura.
And you! You're just as guilty as she is. Shame, shame, shame on both of you. It's one thing when you fight with each other. It's another thing when innocent people get hurt. You don't know how lucky you are to have each other. I'd give anything to have a brother or a sister or parents who call. You make me sick.
Eddie, Steve's right. I'm sorry I ruined your birthday party.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I ruined your date with Stefan. I'll call both him and Rick in, and I'll apologize.
Son, I am so proud of you. Your quick thinking averted a major gang riot, and that is what being a police captain is all about. Oh. Now listen, I just got off the phone with the mayor and he's going to give you a special citation.
Oh, no, Dad, that's not really necessary.
Ah, come on, don't get humble on me. You made your old man proud.
Well, excuse me, I'm going to go do some work.
No, Carl, wait. Look, Dad, I got something to tell you. Carl is the real hero here.
What are you talking about?
Well, look, Carl jumped right into action. He knew what to do.
You mean he helped you out?
No, he bailed me out. Dad, I couldn't decide what to do. Tell him, Carl.
Well, it was a sticky situation.
I froze like a popsicle.
Oh, gee, Cliff, you've only been at it a couple of days.
No, listen to me, Dad. I liked working evidence lockup at the 24th. And I was very good at it. I'm not very good at being captain. I'm a good cop, but I'm not the kind of cop you are.
Well, son, it seems you've made a decision. What do you think about all this, Winslow? Or should I say, Captain Winslow? Yeah.
Captain! Oh, congratulations! commissioner!
If you truly love me, you will shred your little black book.
Baby, you know I love you, but it's just that there's so many memories in here that I just...
Memories? Memories you want to forget, right?
Yes, dear.
Press puree.